Welcome, welcome back to the Live Big podcast with me, Ananda Kate. And today we're going to be jumping into some messages from Spirit in terms of what's happening in our relationships. This is a very auspicious time for relationships that are meant to stay and relationships that are meant to go. And you may have even found this recently happen in your life, of losing even relationships that you thought you would have forever. Venus has gone retrograde in the sign Leo, and so this will be a theme for a while. Let's grab a tea and dive in. Welcome back to season 6 of the Live Big podcast. I'm currently just out sitting in my car, having a nice decaf coffee and just watching the water. It's a pretty breezy day today, but I had some messages coming through today, and astrologically, there's a lot coming up just because Venus has actually gone retrograde in the sign Leo and will be there for a while, I believe. I think it's about a month, but I have to double check that. But long enough to make some changes. So don't be surprised if you are having some issues in your relationships, or you're having difficult conversations in relationships, or you're wanting more from your relationships. Especially because Venus is in retrograde in the sign Leo. So we're looking for more receiving from a relationship, more recognition. And Venus is the ruler of all heart endeavors, right? So the energy, the emotional connection and attachment to our relationships lives in our heart. Venus is all things related to that. So we're very, very connected to this in this time. And you may have even found recently that what happens is we can't control who is meant to be in our lives and who is not meant to be in our lives anymore. And, you know, it's nice to focus on the divine timing, that beautiful people come into our lives because they're just meant to be there at very specific times. But they're also meant to leave at very specific times as well. Not everyone. But this is a time where there's going to be some difficult conversations. And if we can make them constructive, we can actually do what I call the sink and bind process. And so this is where, if we can go through conflict with someone and sink with them, it's like sinking down into the ocean with them. We're surrendering with them. We're communicating with them in a constructive way. We might go through some, you know, chaos together because we're going deep into the waters of both of our emotions. But if we can sink together without allowing it to take over us, right? Or pushing one person down under the water. This means like blaming each other without doing any of that stuff. We get to bind again. So relationships and these conversations come up not simply to just lose someone or say, you know, that's it. It's about having the opportunity to bind and ultimately to rise together out of the waters with a new strong beginning together, a new chapter. And so especially in romantic partnerships, right? This is about rising again out of the waters together, but only if you're meant to. But remember that things aren't completely out of our control. Like, yes, people are supposed to be there and come into our lives and leave at specific times. That's always the way, just like the tide comes in and the tide goes out. This is very natural. This is very normal to have people come and go out of your life. But the universe is reacting to how we respond, right? So if we're acting in a chaotic, destructive way, the universe takes that and says, okay, she or he doesn't want this anymore. And it removes that from your life because we're not treating it from a place of trying to find a solution or trying to work towards binding. We're simply treating it as destruction. So this is really important when we get into relationships, because a lot of the time, especially our very close relationships, we tend to get complacent in them. We get comfortable and there's no filter anymore with specific people in our lives. And when there's no filter, because you're so comfortable in expressing your emotions and you're not thinking clearly, really, you're not thinking, okay, if I say this emotional response, how is it going to affect them emotionally? How is it going to affect our relationship emotionally long term? Then that's when we start to get into the destruction pattern. And this is very normal as well, because humans in general can become very complacent and get very comfortable and start to kind of believe that certain relationships will just be there no matter how we act or how we treat them, right? And the other part to this is that it's not even about, you know, if you think about relationships in a ritualistic manner, then energy is the first point, right? If our energy towards that person is already chaotic or deceitful or secretive or angry or suppressive, then we're already sending that energy out into the universe. And that creates difficult conversations, that creates difficult environments and difficult situations, right? And so it all starts with our own energy. So again, it all comes back to peace begins with me. If I can sit with my emotional turmoil, I can actually get through these conflicts or get through my own sense of energetic wave, chaos, whatever it is, in a very clear, calm way, because I'm not reacting to the person anymore. I'm proactively dealing with what storms are happening inside of me. So this is really the work that needs to get done at this time, is sitting with and stepping away. Step away from chaos. Step away from difficult conversations for a while. Work within yourself so that you can come back to that conversation in a very clear way, where you can express your heart and your mind from a place of clarity, where it's not going to destroy the relationship. Now, if that relationship needs to be removed from your life, at least that can come with a bit of peace and clarity, right? And a place of really having a surety, knowing that that is the right decision. This rarely happens, right? Usually we lose our relationships in a very chaotic manner because the universe knows that we don't know how to do it on our own, even though we've been given red flags or God nudges or, you know, all of these things where it's like, hey, this relationship's not in alignment for you. We tend to ignore those signs because, again, Venus, the ruler of the heart, is emotional. This is very emotional turmoil place where we can go deep, deep, deep into the stormy waters of our hearts. So we tend to not want to see the darkness for what it is, or the out of alignment energy, because we want to keep that relationship no matter what the cost of both of us. So this is what usually happens, is destruction, because we can't detach from the emotional chaos. So in this time, Venus is asking us, remember that this is not out of our control. This time is really about the higher evolution, right? And so when we're doing the work, and this is a conscious podcast, so if you're listening to this, you know, you're obviously doing some of that work, right? Where we're able to sit and listen to our emotions and our body, understand where they're coming from, and maybe just allow some of that dissonant energy to move through, either through breath, through cold showers, through yoga, through movement, through rage, screaming, punching, whatever it is, sitting with it, allowing it, crying with it. What is your energy telling you about your relationships? And very specific ones. And you probably have a relationship in your mind that you're thinking of right now as I'm speaking. One that maybe needs your attention within yourself, right? It's not about changing them. It's not always about changing. It's not always about even communicating with them about it. It's about feeling what's coming up for you, because relationships are simply mirrors for us to learn about ourselves. Because ultimately, you know, we're all connected. We all reflect things back to each other that we don't like about ourselves, right? And so that is a big part of this astrological alignment right now, is going within and understanding and stepping away. Big, big, big time. Step away. Don't get complacent. Don't get too comfortable to snap at somebody or react or be short with anybody. If this is a learning opportunity this time, okay? I see a lot of astrologers and a lot of people saying, oh, Venus is in retrograde in Leo. That means there's going to be a lot of chaos and you're just going to have to deal with it. It's like, no, that's actually not what this time is about. It could be that, and it can turn into that if you allow it to turn into that. But the perception of it needs to be different. It needs to be more about, okay, how can I learn from this time? And I'm going to show up, and I'm going to listen, and I'm going to be aware of my actions and my reactions and my emotional turmoil. And I'm going to try to not blame, and I'm going to try to not place my energy on the world around me, because that's not what this time is about. It's about feeling into my own emotion in order to heal and forgive the relationships that I have not forgiven, and forgive the experiences and the situations that I have not forgiven within myself. So, the unconscious mind, this mind that's not aware of this opportunity, is going to want to fight, is going to want to push, especially being in Leo. is going to want to say, hey, what am I getting out of this relationship? What am I receiving here? I'm not receiving. That means it's your fault. And that is where we get into the chaos, the muddy waters. This time is actually asking us to say, how can I step out of the chaos and see the bigger picture for what it actually is? Breathe, take time to feel, and come back to that relationship with an understanding of how I actually feel about it instead of reacting. And of course, this all comes back to mindfulness, as does anything. But because we're dealing with the heart space in this time with Venus, it's going to be emotional. It's going to be reactive. You're going to catch yourself reacting and feeling rage or feeling sadness or feeling some way about it that's going to place a light, a spotlight on your relationships in ways that they do need to be worked on. There are many facets to our relationships with others that need to be worked on. The question is it something within you that you need to work on by yourself because it's triggering you? Or is it an actual thing in your relationship that does need change? It does require transformation in order for that relationship to keep going. These are the two questions. And the only way that we can come to an answer about that is if we step away and be in our own energetic signature for a while, whether it's every morning or whether you're in a difficult conversation and you just say, you know what? I have too much respect for this relationship to get into an argument about it right now because I know it's not going to be constructive. So I'm going to step away and we'll come back to this when I have a clear feeling around it because I care for you. These are the main things that we want to say. I care for you. I love you too much for this. I respect you too much for this, for us to go into this chaos. So these are the words that we want to use when we get into those specific moments, and just allow yourself to step away. There's nothing wrong with taking time and processing. It's one of the most mature things that we could do as humans. Step away, sit with it, feel into it without reacting, and start to envision what your higher self would do or say, or how they would be in that situation. Because it can get really muddy, muddy waters when we are in a relationship, especially when we see someone every day or very consistently. Because they're a part of our day, our lives, every single day and very consistently, we tend to get a little bit more temperamental with that because our subconscious mind is saying, well, I don't want to live this way. If there's something going on chaotically in that relationship, the subconscious says, I don't want to live this way every day for the rest of my life. Remember that everything is temporary, even in relationships. Relationships come in, they go out, they go in waves, they go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. Not drastically, it shouldn't be drastic, but they do have phases and waves, and that's just how they, it's just not permanent. No situation is permanent, no feeling is permanent, everything passes. And so you can also talk to your subconscious about that, talk to your inner child. I'm safe. This is temporary. This too will pass. There will come a day when this moment won't bother me as much, It's true. And you'll notice certain days, certain things get on your nerves more than other days. It's just how energy works. We are constantly shifting. We are constantly changing. Energy is constantly shifting around us and changing. The earth is constantly spinning. The planets around us are constantly moving. Everything is moving all the time. And so we can't think stagnantly. We can't think permanently because nothing is permanent. There are no guarantees, but the opportunity to that is that there are other possibilities. And we want to focus our mind on that space of possibility instead of the permanence or the illusion of permanence that this is how things are. It might be how things are right now. In this moment, yes. But in a day or in 2 days or a week or a month or a year, everything will be different. And we won't even remember what we were dealing with at this time next year. We won't even remember unless it's something like very, very, very poignant to our lifetime, which is rare. But if we do remember it, we'll look back and say, oh yeah, that had to happen for me to get to where I am now, either emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever it is. So have faith. This is truly the message. You know, yes, when we're hearing these talks about Venus in retrograde and Leo, we can get up in our minds and get fearful. And that's kind of what bothers me about a lot of astrology, is that there's a lot of talk about, well, you know, and there's a lot of memes, you know, that come up like, oh, my relationships are all going to get knocked over. And that's not what it's about. Just remind yourself, that's not what this time is about. Venus is this beautiful, beautiful planet. She's going introspective. Retrograde means introspective. It means she's going inwards. That means you go inwards with her in your relationships. Step away from the chaos. Step away from trying to fix everything, from trying to change everyone so that you'll be happier. It's about introspection. And so allow her to take you there. You can even talk to her. You can embrace her essence. Thank you, Venus. Thank you, Venus, for showing me how to heal my relationships and how to go introspective so that I can know where I align it within my relationships, not just one-on-one or individually in my relationships, but collectively. How do I collectively even show up in humanity? All of these things come into play, all these questions, and it's a almost a fantasy-like time where we can envision ourselves in relationships with others and how we want our relationships to be, and that way we get to make them better as we move forward. Once Venus goes forward, we get to take all the stuff that we're learning in this time and take that with us as we go forward with Venus once again, when she goes forward. So take this time with Venus. Take this time with her because she is going introspective. Not everyone will take that opportunity because not everybody understands that or is mindful of that opportunity. Yes, there will be relationships that are broken. Yes, people will leave. Yes, there are many people in this world that will destroy their relationships with others because they aren't conscious of how to move through this time auspiciously. There's so much possibility that can be had, so much healing of how you communicate in your relationships, not just with others, but with yourself. And so the work, right? The work of surrendering, the work, the devotion of showing up every day, sitting on your mat, asking these questions, feeling into your heart space. How am I feeling today? How can I give myself nourishment to feel at peace today? What do I need to do? Where do I need to be? And then envision, take time to envision yourself in your higher self. Take time to envision what your higher self would do, how they're moving through the world, how they would support their relationships instead of destroy them, how they would be a little bit more selfless. And I think that this is a big thing too, because Venus is going retrograde in Leo. I'm going to ask this time in Leo, even though Leo is all about having the spotlight on you, as well as, okay, there's two sides to Leo. Having the spotlight on you and not feeling like shy about shining. But the other side of Leo is Leo, the lion, is about family. Big time. Family. So Leo, if we're rising into Leo, this is about expanding the heart space more so that you have more love to give. How do I support my family selflessly? I am the one. I am the lion that protects. I am the lion that nourishes. I am the lion that gives, that loves, that creates that space for my family and my loved ones to feel nourished, to feel seen, to feel happy, to feel celebrated. So don't mistaken Leo for someone who is just simply about themselves. That's not what Leo is. Leo is about shining. It is about feeling adored, yes, but mainly about shining in the world unapologetically. That's really Leo, is courageous lion showing up unapologetic to shine and express oneself. The other side is about unapologetically showing up for their closest relationships. Their closest relationships, whether it be your pets, your loved ones, whatever, your home. And Leo is rooted in the root chakra. And the root chakra is all about foundation. So Leo's create foundation for family, right? They are the nourishers, the higher parent, if you will, to create foundation for others. So they in their higher self are able to create this foundation for their families that is filled with beautiful experiences and filled with nourishment and love. And because they can do that, they are given more of that. And this is what I witnessed from the Leos in my life, in their higher versions, how they are that guardian, and they are the ones that are selfless in a lot of ways because they have so much to give, especially from their heart. Their emotional cup is very full. They are able to give, and they are very heart-centered as well. So they are rooted in the root chakra, but they are connected to their heart chakra, very, very full, very warm leaders. And in that way, they're able to lead and nourish their family, their tribe. So Venus in Leo, that's what makes us so powerful, right? How do I learn how to do that? How do I learn how to be in my higher self version in Leo? to be the lion, to be the one that creates that foundation for my loved ones. Instead of, don't think of it as take, take, take. It's not that at all. Leo is not that. I'll tell you what sign is that. Aries. Aries is selfish. Aries is the one that teaches us how to be selfish. Leo isn't that. Leo isn't that. Leo is just about expressing yourself unapologetically and then creating that foundation to allow others to do the same. So I hope that this helps you in this time, that this clears. I record and I talk into these podcasts for myself as well, as a reminder to my subconscious, right? That this is what this time is about, and we are able to move through it auspiciously, consciously, and see that opportunity in this time. Be positive about it, because it really is in its higher realm self, that positive side. Anytime a planet goes into retrograde, it is about opportunity, introspection, self-knowledge. But we have to take the time to do the self-knowledge. It doesn't just happen, right? Just like anything, we want to co-create and engage with the universe proactively. That's what conscious work is about. And for those that don't get it, don't get it. And that's fine too, right? They're on a different journey. And so if we lose different people, if we lose relationships in our life, it's because they just simply can't go with us to the next level. If we're going to another level consciously, we have to let go of people sometimes. And God and the universe will take those people out of your life because they aren't vibrating at the same frequency as you anymore. It doesn't mean you're better. It doesn't mean they're worse. It just means you're out of alignment. So those people need to just go off onto their own path. That's all it's about. And for people that are doing this conscious work consistently, our frequency is changing. It is heightening, amplifying all the time. If you are consistently devoted to your work, you are heightening your vibration all the time. And so that's why they say once you go through the spiritual awakening, you do lose a lot of people. It's involuntary. It just happens because like frequency attracts like frequency. I mean, this is physics. This is science. We don't even have to talk spirituality in that space. So we have to also be willing to let go. And the beauty in that is that if you are unattached and you are willing to let go of situations, being right, letting go of certain relationships, the ironic thing about that is life becomes easier. And we're not trying to fight, we're not trying to control, we're not engaging in the chaos anymore of trying to, you know, contrive everything or make people think a certain way or persuade people or make them do certain things so that our relationship can be better. It's about letting go, surrendering all of that, because all of that is attached to fear. That's all that is, right? All of it's attached to fear. If I can detach from all of that, and just allow that relationship to be what it is and as it is, it can simply play out as it needs to be. Maybe that person does need to go off on a different path, but I can actually be at peace with that because I'm not attached. I am unattached to an outcome, but I can only be that way if I'm doing my work, my own conscious work every single day, meditating, being with myself, proactively moving energy every day, taking time out of my day to do that. And I would recommend doing that right when you wake up in the morning, right? Because that's when your subconscious is the most open to it's most open to all energy. So you want to be really, really mindful of what energy you are placing into the subconscious at that time. The best thing to do is just get out of bed, go to your mat, sit down, close your eyes, breathe into the lower three chakras of your body, feel into them. What am I feeling here? Without trying to put a story on it, analyze it, anything like that. just feeling and embracing and accepting all emotion as it is. And just let it move. Let it move through breath. Let it move through however it needs to move. You will see long term how powerful that is. That is how you consciously elevate. I wish you peace. I wish you so much opportunity in this time. Please, hopefully you do see it as an opportunistic time. And you can see it as a time to be at peace within yourself, you know, whenever it's introspective like this. Go inwards. Peace begins with me. I am at peace. And I'm going to try and find this one quote that I saw today, if I can find it. Oh, maybe not. I might be able to see it. I don't know. Oh, give me 1 second here. No, I can't find it, but it really, the quote is about whenever I sit in stillness, I have a opportunity to just come back to myself. Whenever I can sit in stillness, I have an opportunity to come back into myself. And this really is the message of this time. Be with yourself, be with your emotions, understand how you feel about your relationships. And if you feel completely lost within that, ask Venus to help guide you. She's in retrograde. She's introspective right now. You have an opportunity to tap into her energy right now. Ask her what she's going through in order to find yourself within that. Many blessings. Love to you all. And thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a beautiful day. And I will talk to you soon. Namaste.